Nothing in this recording is intended as investment advice, and the people in this recording may hold positions in the companies they talk about. Do not make any investment based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hello and welcome to Zach's Traders Cafe. Today I'm joined by Sath Ganesaraja, who's CEO at BMV, which is otherwise known as Bluebird Mining. How are you today, Sath?
Fantastic. Thanks for having me, Zach.
Right, I've been aware of your company since it started. I understand that you've been in the hot seat as CEO since the summer, but maybe you can tell us what's been going on since then and what you do.
Sure. So, I mean, I was brought in last summer to essentially lead a repositioning of the company initially as a Bitcoin treasury. We had to get through a fairly significant regulatory process to enable that pivot. And so we spent most of the second half of 2025 working on that, while at the same time working with the institutional investor community and connections I have in the crypto space on what is the right way to position ourselves in the market. Obviously, over that same period, the idea of the Bitcoin treasury or listed Bitcoin treasury died. And I think there's lots of reasons for that. But fundamentally, I think it's because the Bitcoin treasury craze we had last year had an operating model that was back to front, where these listed companies were raising money from the public markets to accumulate assets on balance sheet, and generating a yield or a cash flow was an afterthought. I do think if the idea of listed treasury companies comes back into focus, the Bitcoin treasury or hard asset treasury 2.0 will get it the right way around, where the operating model comes first and the cash that's generated is then invested into hard assets like Bitcoin and other forms of money. Over that 6 month period, we looked deeply at how we should position Bitcoin-related activities within Bluebird. Obviously, Bluebird historically was a gold exploration company, and gold has also been popular or talked about and has had spectacular price action over the last 12 months and is now a key investment theme for people. So we did a bit of soul searching, and you know, Bitcoin and gold ultimately are two forms of hard assets or money, and while we didn't want to be seen to be sort of flip-flopping between whatever is hot at the moment, I think we're taking a more thoughtful approach into what we do with Bluebird or being rebranded as BNB going forward, and that also leans into its heritage and what we want to do in the future, which is fundamentally about building a hard asset business that generates currency or income in hard assets, which we can then reinvest into producing more of these hard assets. And initially, we will start with gold. We will look at Bitcoin again when the market environment is more appropriate, and potentially other hard assets as well, with the view that given the macro environment, the way the world is going, hard assets will generally appreciate and reprice against fiat and dollars in particular. So that's sort of some of the thinking and strategy behind the scenes. I would say we haven't quite completed our transition or reset of the business. There's still we did publish the prospectus and received FCA approval to run Bitcoin strategy within BNB, but there's still some capital structure cleanup to do. We've just established a new board, and there's additional members being considered to be brought on. And so the reboot is not quite finished, and I'm excited to talk about the reboot over the coming months and the assets and projects that we plan to bring onto balance sheet.
Right, so it's an exciting time. Is it something where, you know, people, they were familiar with BNB before, and they sort of say, well, now, you know, the shares are down, the market cap is less than 2 million, et cetera, et cetera. You know, it looks as though they're getting their act together with new people, et cetera, and focusing the company properly. You know, I might think of this as a, you know, medium or long term investment from current levels.
Yeah, look, I think we're very much at the ground zero as part of the rebuild. We are still reviewing what we call the legacy assets or the exploration assets. There's a strategic review happening, and we're hoping to provide an update on that in the coming weeks and what we plan to do with those. But the market cap reflects that we're very much at the start of a bootstrap phase. As I touched on, the cleanup that we're doing, the cleanup is to prepare the vehicle for institutional capital. That's not going to happen overnight, but certainly it's my main focus for 2026. I think the other key point is, maybe this is normal for exploration companies, but it's obviously never produced a single dollar of revenue. I think a key focus for me is to change that and get the company producing revenue and printing some cash. And I think we can do that within the next few months, certainly within Q2.
So it's a watch this space. And in terms of just the recent news flow, recent appointments, can you tell me about, you know, who's joined and what they might do?
Sure. So Frank and Hernan, I actually came through my professional network. I've been speaking to them since the second half of last year on collaborating on this project together. Frank has a background in precious metals, was a senior trader at JP Morgan for a long time, and is well connected in the precious metal space. He's also been involved in crypto treasury plays and things like that. Most importantly, he's advisor to the LBMA on fintech strategy, and there's some initiatives we're thinking about in working with the LBMA in the future. Hernan, his background is also in banking, but he's an economist and has ran his own fund and is currently a partner at one of the sort of leading institutional crypto hedge funds based out of Miami called Borderless. He obviously adds another dimension to our business in terms of preparing for institutional capital and any crypto strategies we want to run in the future. We do expect to make at least one additional board appointment in the coming months. So I guess watch this space.
Well, we will watch this space. In the meantime, Sath Gunasaraja, CEO to BMB. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you, Zach.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.